You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Kuf Beit, and we are now about to open up the sugya, which is very many similarities, as we'll see, to the issue of the sugya that we just completed of Avram and Achai. And the question over there is Benogea, the time of the Chalot of the Avram and Achai, vis-a-vis Ben Noach and the Chumrah. And then we got into Mosif and Kolel and Batachat. We have some of these issues also in Avram and Achai, and the question of the applications of Avram and Achai to a Ben Noach, just as we had by Gid Anasha, and therefore we go smoothly into them here. So we're on Kuf Aleph Amud Beit, and we are six lines up from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Avram and Achai, Noheg B'vehim B'chayav Ov, Bein T'vehim U'vein Torim, Divei Rabbi Yehuda V'Rabbi Elazar. So just as we had by Gid Anasha and Machloket, what type of animal, whether Tami or Tor, are both included, or only Tairim included between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Here too, by Avram ben Achai, we have a similar question. So according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, there's no difference between a Tami and a Tahor. Whereas the Chachamim Omrim, Eino Noheg, Ela B'Tahorim. Just as we saw by Gid Anasha, there's a shita that it's only Noeg B'Tahirin, is so too by Avram ben Achai. Yes, Avram ben Achai is certainly Noeg than Noach, but we'll see about that. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ushnei Mikrei Achad Darshu, the truth is, both shita, the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar, and the shita of the Chachomim is based on analysis of the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Rak chazak levilti echol hadam ki adam hu nefesh v'lo tochal nefesh im habasar." Now, I mean, there's two completely different issues in this pasuk. Not eating dam is one thing, and not eating the nefesh im habasar is something else. And yet, the pasuk is throwing them together. Well, the same way you don't eat dam, which carries the chius to all of the cells in the body, you mustn't eat that nefesh with the meat, which is a reference to not eating Avram and Achai, eating lo tochal hanefesh im habasar. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar says, okay, so what this is telling you is that kosha tametzuvel damo tametzuvel al evarav. In other words, the pasuk is making now a comparison between dam and Avram and Achai. Therefore, if there is a chiyuv dam on the Avarim, and the Gemara in Kritut proves that the Isser dam is chal even on a behemoth mea, so anything that is included in dam, you're mechuyev on Avram and Achai. Atabet suvel evara. Vani tmeim nami. Being as we know that dam of a non-kosher animal is also included in the Yisr dam, whereas the Rabbanan say, no, read the Pasuk differently. I mean, the Pasuk, we need to understand that it's saying the simple meaning of this Pasuk. Forget about comparing it to dam. Lo tochal hanefesh im habasar. Don't eat this basar with the nefesh still in it. Okay, but if the nefesh weren't still in it, in other words, it's not alive, then there's no issue. You can eat this basar. Well, you can't eat the basar of a pig. Kosher im basar al mutar. So then hiata mitzvah la'avirah. It follows, very similar to the drush we had to get on Arsha. Lo yechlu b'nei Yisrael giran asher, but that means they have to eat the rest of the animal. So again, there's a lot of comparisons that we're about to ask from the most obvious one, which is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't this exactly, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why isn't this exactly like giran asher? But Gidon Asher didn't need any pasuk to tell you that Gidon Asher is also on a behemoth tamei. He said, since the Gidon Asher is Noi on Bnei Noyach, and Bnei Noyach don't have it, and it were at the time Bnei Yaakov, Bnei Noyach didn't have any difference between Torah and Tameyam. So therefore, it should be a chomer because it's doing Bnei Noyach and it's called even on the Yisr Tomei. So you have the same logic here. Even better. Avraham Menachai is still Noyach Bnei Noyach. So why not say, Lama Likro, what do you have to bring this pasuk that compares it to Dam? If indeed this whole sugya is appearing here because of the obvious similarities in the limud to Avraham Menachai, from Avraham Menachai to Gidon Asher, so then leita Yisra Eber leikol Yisra Tuma Shekein Yisra Noheg v'bnei Noyach. In the same way that you said that Avraham Menachai, that Gidon Asher is going to be chal even on a tmeya because it's Noheg v'bnei Noyach, say the same thing. Avraham Menachai will be chal on a tmeya because it's Noheg v'bnei Noyach. There's no problem. Thank you, Sakala Lisser. So what's the need for the pasuk? Says the Gemara, there isn't any. You're 100% right. Enochinami. Who said that the pasuk was being brought for Rabbi Yehuda? Remember that Rabbi Yehuda has a partner in the Shita, and that's Rabbi Elazar. The pasuk was only being brought. Leave it to Rabbi Elazar. Doesn't he comes to the same conclusion, but from a different basis? Rabbi Yehuda's conclusion is simply because of the fact and therefore there's no problem of Yisrael Alisser. And Rabbi Elazar doesn't agree with that. He needs the pasuk to tell me, look, the Torah is comparing Dam to Avraham Menachai. Since we know that Dam is Noeg B'Tmeya, so too Avraham Menachai is Noeg B'Tmeya. As a matter of fact, I'm not just making this up. The Braita actually makes it very clear that the pasuk is being brought not by Rabbi Yehuda but by Rabbi Elazar. Look at this. Avraham Menachai, Noeg b'veima chayava of ben tmeia ben teora, shemar rak chazak v'viltia kol adam, and that proves kol shata mitzuveh al damo. If there's an isser of achilas dam, then there's an isser of Avraham Menachai. And if not, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Is something about Rabbi Yehuda? No. This was Rabbi Elazar's pasuk. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to this. Rabbi Yehuda just knows mitzad asfara, that there's no problem with Yisra Chalolis for Avraham Menachai. Shekein Noeg B'Bnei Noyach.
And Goyim don't have an Yisra.
No. V'chachamim Omrim. Eina Noeg Ela B'Torim. Just as we ourselves figured out what must be the Shita Zachar. But you could eat the basar l'chudei, which implied kol shebisaro mutar ata mitzuve al avarav, v'kol she'ein bisaro mutar ein ata mitzuve al avarav. Now the Braita goes on to introduce a new sheet, a sheet that we haven't heard before, namely the sheetat Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says even in kosher organism, it's only noeg on a behema Torah. It is not noeg. You said it's noeg behema chayav ha'of. That's not true. It is not noeg b'chayav ha'of, even though they are kosher. So Rabbi Meir is the most limited application of Avraham Menachai. Omer Rabba Bar Shmuel, Omer Chista. Some say it was. Omer Rabba Bar Shmuel, Omer Chista, or maybe it wasn't Rav Chista, maybe it was Rav Yosef. Some say it wasn't Rabba Bar Shmuel, it was Rabba Bar Shila who said in the name of Rav Chista, or maybe it was Rav Yosef. Some say it was Rabba Bar Shimi who said in the name of Rav Chista, or maybe it was Rav Yosef. Anyway, whoever did say it said the following.
Check Google on this thing.
My time at Rabbi Meir. What indeed is the svara of Rabbi Meir that it should only be noyeg in a behema, not in a chayav ha'ov? It's a rather extreme shita. Omar Christ is Lord. The pasuk that introduces the whole idea of the lo tochal nefesh ima basar, it begins with the whole story here. Then it says, "V'zavachta mibikorcha umitzonecha v'yachalta bisharecha." And then it says, "Lo tochal nefesh ima basar." So that means the lo tochal nefesh ima basar has first been defined contextually as bokar vitzon. Bokar vitzon doesn't include hayavo. So therefore, the Torah is telling me that the yisr is limited to bokar vitzon. It's a very logical shita, actually. Amr of Gidol Amr Rav, okay, that's all very nice, but all of this machlokas is referring dafka to a Jew, because there you can distinguish between Tame and Tahar. But everybody's agreed that the Isser of Avraham Menachai to a Ben Noach It's definitely, he's not going to distinguish between Tamei v'Tahor, because kosher to ochelet b'saro, fine, so I can eat pig, what's the problem? If that's the case, I can't eat a pig that is still alive. If it was cut while it was still alive, that's all. Tanya nami achi, and indeed the bright that makes that clear, Abram and Achai ben Noach muzharalav, al ha-tmeim kitaorim, it's the same Isra on a tummy and a tortu ben Noach, whereas a Yisrael in a muzharalav la-torim bilvat. Now, there's two different girsaot. Over here it said tmeim kitaorim, which is Lashon Rabim, and that would include tmeim v'taorim, would include behema chaya ba'ov, in other words, all species, mean. And some have the girsa in an oigela b'tehora, meaning one type of animal, which is boker b'tzong, not chaya ba'ov, then it would be alibit Rabbi Meir. So ikadam b'tehora b'Rabbi Meir, and ikadam b'tehori, and then it would be going like Rabbana. But whatever you hold it applies to, if it applies to a Yisrael in the kosher member of that species or that type of thing, then it applies to a ben noach in a non-kosher type of thing, right? So in other words, if it applies to chayas, so then it would apply to non-kosher chayot for the goy. And if it doesn't apply to chayas, it would apply to non-kosher behemot for the goy. Or pig, or whatever, you know, all of the list. Yeah. V'rabonan, Omer of Shizbi, Avana Namitanina, actually, this really is clear from the implication of the Mishnah in Taharot, which is discussing the various dinim of the Nivlata of Tamei. Richie, you don't want to look ahead at the end of the story, man. And this way the you know, the excitement just keeps coming. There it says, Achal, Ev, the ADD's acting up, Rich. Achal, Evra, Min Achai, Mimena, Inazofeg, Arba'im. Now, if you eat an Evra, Min Achai, from an Of Tamei, you're not Chai Mal. Okay, so obviously this is going, I'll leave it there up on it. We'll hold that there's no Isra Evim and Achai on something not kosher. Furthermore, the Ein Shchita Metarata. Shechting it ain't going to help. Now, what is that? Richie?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Shechting it is not going to help. What do you mean shechting is not going to help? There's a big chiddush. If you shecht an owl, you still can't eat it. Well, what is that supposed to mean? Now, it certainly can't mean being metairet midei nevela, because there's no tuma in nivlas of tameh. It's only on nivlas of tor that there's a tuma as you swallow it. But there's no tuma for touching it. On a nevela of an oaf that is not of a kosher species, there's no tuma at all. So what you're saying, shchita can't make it kosher. Obviously, shchita can't make it kosher. What's this supposed to mean? B'mai, ilema b'yisrael, shchita. What do you mean? Ain't shchita b'tarat? Obviously, you can't check a non-kosher animal and expect it to become kosher. Well, you know, I put kosher salt on it, so it's okay. You know, well, that's ridiculous. So it's got to be referring to a ben neyach. And the chiddush over here is that you would have thought that vis-a-vis the ben noach, let's say, bishlema, if he shoots a pig in the head, and while the pig is still in its death throes, starts butchering it, which is common. So if that would be the case, that's Avram and Achai. But if he brings a Jewish shaykhet, and the Jewish shaykhet checks
the pig.
Yeah. Or shechts the bird, that's not kosher, it's referring to over here. So obviously for a Jew, the shechita doesn't matter. But look, in a kosher animal, for the goy. And the goy couldn't care less if it's kosher or not, but he's got to worry about everyone in that car. So in a kosher animal that is shot through the head and then butchered, while it's still in its death throes, b'faches, that would be Abram and Achai. On the other hand, a kosher animal that was shechted, and then a goy buys a piece of it that had been cut off while it was still in its death throes, that's perfectly okay. Because the Shechita makes it non-Abram and Achai for the Yisrael, and therefore that goes across the board. The Torah is not matred for Yisrael, certainly it's matred in the Chadavar, which is Usur to Ben Noach, it's going to be kosher for Yisrael. Okay. So now this guy has an ingenious idea. He'll get a Shechit to shecht his pigs. That way he won't have to wait till they die, and he'll be able to butcher them fresh. Great idea. Comes on the mission to say, Shechita doesn't help if it's not a kosher animal. This is an amazing Maisa. This is a Maisa Shahaya. That's already a Maisa. Very old Maisa, but it's over 50 years old. But my father, Zatzal, gets this ridiculous telephone call of a woman who asks whether Does she have to buy in a kosher butcher shop in order not to eat Avram and Achai? What the heck is wrong with you? He says, what do you mean? You don't care about eating kosher meat, but you're worried about Avram. And she says, you don't understand, I'm not Jewish. The problem is that if I buy in an unkosher butcher shop, so I'm afraid that I'm going to have Avram and Achai because you can't trust them not to cut it while it's still being mafarches. If I buy from a kosher butcher, so that I know the shechita was matayaret, so I should be able to buy it anyway. Do I have to be cheshed that the meat that I'm buying might be Avram and Achai because of the way they butcher things? Yes. You know, the Gemara that talks about, you know, that a goy is allowed to learn Torah, but only those sugyas that are no gear. Got to know the whole sugya over here of the dinim of Shechit, the being Matayar, and so on and so forth. It's an amazing story.
A woman,
yeah, it tells you that Maisa was, she was going to a college, and her roommate was Jewish, and her roommate got a gift of Rav Hirsch's Chorev, which she put into a closet and never looked at.
But
Goyish, her roommate, read Chorev. She said, oh my God, this is serious stuff. So she started keeping, I mean, the Daikanuk, you heard, yeah, the Shadow, she kept asking Shadow's Daikanuk, you know. Am I allowed to use a hair clip of my roommate in college, or do we say since an Akum is Osir in Geneva, even with Achaz B'Shava Pruta, so maybe I have to be Chayesh, that there's no Mechila by an Akum. I mean, unbelievable, Daikanut, not to be over a Mamish. Incredible. You want to hear the ultimate lumdus. The ultimate lumdus was my father's Hatzal asks her, if you so much believe in the issues of the Torah and so on, you never thought about becoming Jewish. I'm just curious, like, why? She says, no, I'll tell you. Because since a ger is kekotin shenela, it would be such a slap in the face of my mother. I can't do that. She wouldn't be my mother anymore. And Allah has spoke so much to her. You know, it would be like a new birth. So what, I mean, I'd do that to my mother. As long as she's alive, I'm not going to be. That was at Sivoy, that's a big issue, by the way. That's a big issue, not so simple. The whole darg of Avram was the willingness to walk out. There is mechasa, the element that the Rishonim talk about that. If you take a look at Avram Avinu, the amazing contrast, the Torah tells us nothing about Avram came out in the beginning, right? It just introduces him as being part of Terach's family. And the next thing it says about him is that he walked out. That's the only thing we know about, which the Rambam now parlays into that whole insight into being mushkabu or kastim, being part of the family. That Ovid of it is urged, becomes all the midrashim about his willing to knock down his father's business and to stand up to the whole. So that's that indeed is part of the whole concept of Gerut. Of course it's important. Okay. Anyway, sorry for that little interruption. I just couldn't resist because so much in the sugi over here, right? Alright. So therefore we're talking about a ben noyach. But anyway, what does that show? That if we're talking about shechtig an owl, then obviously it's an issur v'Avram and Achai. And that's the problem. We're wondering about getting out of Avram and Achai. So Michlal da'asur, which proves the contention that we set out to prove, namely that the Braita is clearly telling us that there is indeed an issur of Avram and Achai on Tame Aliba Kuleyama for a goy. Rimani Bar Patish.
Avram and Achai, if he's been shechted by a goy, and he's looking at
still Avram and Achai.
Sorry.
Completely dead.
Yeah.
Sorry for asking a stupid question. I probably want to call, but Avram and Achai, does a goy have any restrictions? I mean, by usual about eating Avram and Achai? No.
What? What do you mean?
He does. A goy.
A goy cannot eat anything that's Avram and Achai. That was the
no, not Avram and Achai. I'm sorry, but Gida Nasheh.
No, of course not. Okay, Noyach with Bnei Yaakov. We say Bnei Yaakov. The application of the word Bnei Yaakov was different here and different there. Okay. Bnei Yaakov meant there Bnei Yaakov while they were Bnei Yaakov. Yeah. Now, here means all Bnei Noyach ad hayom. What's that saying? Now, Ramoni Bar Patish, who read that Mishnah in Masechet Taharot, pointed out that it seems to be a contradiction. Rami Reisha Asefa Umashani. So that he pointed out there's a problem between the opening statement and the closing statement, and he answered it. The contradiction is obvious, right? Because it's the Mishnah begins by saying, which they have to be talking about a Yisrael. That was our tiny name, Avram and Achai. Ben Noach is Muzar al Tameim Kitorim, we said. And Yisrael is Muzar al Alatorim. We brought a riot. Ochal Avram and Achai mimena, Avanov Tamei, Enos of Fegar Baim. which means that there is no Isser of Eber Menachai on an Otameh. And then you say, Ein Shechita V'Taharata, which we proved, could only mean Lagabi Eber Menachai, which says that there is an Isser of Eber Menachai on Tameh. How do you explain a blatant contradiction? And the answer, of course, was Reisha B'Yisroh V'Sefer B'Benayah. So that's exactly the point, that everybody was made of by a Ben Neach, Shechita will not be Matayr, and therefore you're left with the Yisr of Eber Menachai.
What order, who gives
away
orders? What
orders does he get? Misa. Only the best for Ben Mayer.
He gives Avrachai,
Bedin, and
give him Misa.
Has to give him Misa. Not can.
That's a question that was asked by this lady about maybe they cut it while it was still moving.
Yeah.
It's a relevant question. For all going.
Yes, for all going, of course. That's what she's saying. Maybe I can only buy in a kosher butcher shop. Because of it, I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember the answer.
It's a relevant shot, isn't it?
It's a very relevant challenge. Sure. Omar Rav.
You don't have to worry about it.
Is it on sentences of Rav?
Probably. It's probably a question of Rav. Maybe not because he's sore on me, but I don't want to say what he said. I have my own smart. Omar Rav. Eber Menachai Tzorich Kizayit. My time. Achila Ktiva. It says, Lo Tochal HaNefeshim HaBasa. Anytime the Torah speaks about the word eating, it has a technical definition, which is the eating of a Kizayit. Motiv Rav Amram. It doesn't say in the Mishnah in Taharot that we just learned about a Nivlat of Tameh. So it says, Na'achal Eber Menachai Mimena Eina Sofeget Arbaim, which makes absolutely no sense. You're saying, Eina Sofeget Arbaim, meaning that you're not chayav for Eber Menachai, whereas had this same bird been kosher, you obviously would have been. And you're saying that means you ate a kezayit. So why are you not Sofeget Arbaim for eating because of a tummy bird? You can't say Eina Sofeget Arbaim. Let's let the Gemara work that out. Eina Sofeget Arbaim, Vein Shkita Batarata, Be'isak Daita Be'ina Kezayit. If Rav is right, then the Mishnah would have to be talking about a case where you ate a kezayit to show you the difference between a kosher and a non-kosher bird. That even though you ate a kezayit, you're still potter because there's no din of Eivrim and Achai and Atzmeya. But so how can you say Eina Sofeget Arbaim? You should say Eina Chayev Elam Yishum of Tomei. You don't say Eina Sofeget Arbaim. Of course you're Sofeget Arbaim. Didn't you eat a kezayit of Boser Tomei? Typically the Ka'ochal kezayit Tomei'a. No. That is like Reb Nachman explained. Reb Nachman explained elsewhere, we're going to see later, what he was referring to. That what we're talking about is where you have an aver that does not have a kezayit of basar. It has a kezayit altogether of basar and gidim va'atzamot. So in terms of basar min hatameh, over there it's only a din in basar. But in terms of aver min hachai, it's in terms of aver. And therefore, the Isser and Eber Menachai includes in it Gidim Vatsamot, because that's part of what a functional piece of the animal would be. So there, since it doesn't have the taste of meat, the Gidim Vatsamot, that's not called Isser of eating a Buster Tomek. But from Eber Menachai, over there, it's different. There's a din of Eber, and there's a din of Basar. There is Aloch, as we're going to see, called Basar Menachai. Basar Menachai is a separate Isser, and that is to eat a kezayit of Basar. So there are times where you may have a kezayit of Basar that is collected from around various Eivorim. That's Basar Menachai, and you'd be chayav on a kezayit. But there's also times where you eat an aver that doesn't have a kezayit of basar. And over there you're chayav for aver menachai, not for basar menachai.
No.
Later on we'll see birya gets involved. But this is a din in the fact that the isser is in terms of aver and not in terms of basar. The male, it's not defined by the taste of meat. It's just defined by the pieces of the animal.
So why is it animal still being involved?
Because it's tamei. That's the whole point. Since there's no Isser Eivrim and Achai on an Of Tameh, and since you didn't eat a Kezayas of Basar from the Of Tameh, you only ate a Kezayas of Basar Ginim Vat Samod, so Mamela, there's neither Isser. There's not an Isser of eating a Tameh bird, and there's not an Isser of eating Eivrim and Achai. Tashma. See whether there's another indication that Rav didn't get it right on this. The Amar Rav. Achal Tzipor Tahora B'chayeha B'chosher. You eat a tiny bird. You'd be chayav Eivrim and Achai. So apparently, here he's saying you do not need a kezayit. If the bird died, then you're only talking about an Isser of Nevela, not an Isser of Eivim and Achai. Okay. As far as that is concerned, it says the Lashon of Achila. Lashon of Achila is B'Kizayin. But Eivim and Achai is a completely different din. So we have the din of Basar. Basar is indeed Achila. It's Lo Tochav. But Eiver is something else, and on that, you would be Chai. So now, how do you explain the fact that if you eat an entire tzipor, that you would be here chayev b'chol shavu? If Rav says that you need a kezayit, hachanami, maybe you do have a kezayit. But it's a kezayit with vashu basar, and gidim v'atzamot. So there, it's considered to be a actual kezayit. But it is a kezayit. If the answer was birya, as David suggested, we wouldn't need a kezayit. Okay, so we're not talking about birya, and there's a good reason for not talking about birya, as we'll see. Tashma, natal tzipor she'ein bo kezayit v'yachalo. How about you take a kosher bird, which doesn't have a kezayit, and you eat it. Rebbe says you're potter. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon says that you're chai. So now, this already gets us involved in the birya question. Is a bird an aver?
The
whole bird. That's the question.
No.
Rebbe, oh, my Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Kavachomer? If you're chai for eating even an Avram Imena, why wouldn't you be chai of Al-Kula? Al-Kula, Al-Koshike. You swallow the whole thing. That was the old college trick of swallowing goldfish, parakeets, you know. I've got butterflies in my stomach. What?
Chick.
So this is the machlokas. Rebbe says you're not chayav on Avram and Achai because you ate it all. And Avram and Achai means specifically an Avram min Achai. That's the problem.
Half a chick
you'd be chayav. That's what Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon is saying. How could you be chayav on half and not on the whole? That's what he's saying. It's a kal v'chomer. I just left out the words utmeah. Bein b'chayah, bein b'mitata, b'choshu, because it's a bria. You see, that's the bria. So if it's a tmeah, then you don't need a shear. Everybody agrees. If you eat a bug, doesn't matter how big the bug is, that's the isser of eating the sheretz, which is a bug. So in the middle over here, it's kibriata. But what are you going to say? A nevela is a bria? Why not? Bein b'mitata. Why is a nevela not a birya? So here we have a very fascinating machlok zeshan. Rashi says a nevela is a birya because when it was born, it wasn't called a nevela. So there's no such thing as a birya called a nevela. Okay? But there's a beautiful hagdara that Tosfos HaRosh gives as to what birya is. A birya is some noun, not an adjective. It has to be defined as a thing. A nevela, the word nevela is an adjective. No matter how much you slice the nevela, this is still nevela. But when you slice an aver, it's not an aver. When you slice a bird, it's not a bird. It's a piece of meat. So therefore, there's not shayif to talk about nevela being an iser, which is a birya. You can only talk about an organism that is defined as that organism. So basically, anything that when cut is no longer the same thing, that's a birya. Anything which when cut takes the same adjective, obviously, what does that have to do with birya? So it has nothing to do with its being whole or part. It has to be doing it with how it's defined. Okay. So now, sorry, but now getting back to this.
And this is landing Rashi?
No. That's what he's saying. You know, there's nothing to do with what Rashi's saying. When it was born, it wasn't a veil. Even if when it was born, it wasn't a veil, it's not a birya. Because the shame, the veil, has nothing to do with the birya. If you cut it and slice it, no matter how small you slice it, it's the same veil. So how could that be a birya? It's not affected by being less than what it was. Brilliant, beautiful. Straight as can be. L'chaim, everyone.
L'chaim.
So, note that Adkam, how does this have to do with Rab? Because whether you hold of Rebbe, or whether you hold of Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, nobody is arguing about the fact that you don't need a kezayit. They're only saying that the machloket is that Mar Savar Behema Bechayel Leivarim Omedet. Mar Savar Bechayel Lav Leivarim Omedet. The only issue over here is, sorry, I skipped again. Chankava Achla Divrei Hakol Bekezayit. If, however, it's not an Avram and Achai, it's an Isser Nevela, so then for sure you're not going to be chayav unless you eat a kezayit for the same reason. Again, because a nevela is not a birya. So when it was alive, if you ate the whole thing, you'd be chayav for the isra of achila. But if it's dead, for sure, it's not considered to be a birya. Now, the gabi nevela. So now, you note, says the Gemara, that the only machlokas over here is an entire organism called aver or not. And that is dependent not on the theoretical question whether an organism is an aver. An organism is definitely not an aver. The question is whether it's relevant to us that these avarim happen to be all knitted together into an organism or not. That's the question. If lamaisa, even when an organism is alive, in terms of the relationship to the human as a foodstuff, it is irrelevant that it's an organism, and I'm looking at it as being pieces of bird. It looks like when I look at a cow, I see a steak. If that's true, so then that means that even though it happens to be alive, and it happens to be a unified functional organism, that is not the way that I relate to it, nor should it be the way my Isurim relate to it. We'll see more of this later.
It's a bunch of eyes. In Jordan, that's the way they call animals. When you see sheep, they call them lamb chop. They call them meat.
So, according to that, everybody's only arguing as to whether Behema is Bechaya, is Evorim Omedet or not. But the Kulei Alma, everybody, Mia, the underlying understanding over here is that you certainly do not need a Kezayit. Nobody is arguing that you need a Kezayit. So that, and it says, Nata Tzipor She'im Bo Kezayit. So in the Machlokas, between Rebbe and Reb Elazar Rebbe Shimon, is on something that's irrelevant to Rav's statement. Rav, however, claimed that you need a Kezayit. And here nobody says you need a Kezayit. So I don't understand what's going on. And you can't tell me because it's Birya, because that's the whole point, is that it's not Birya. If it were a Birya and it wasn't Leivarim Omedet, so then for heaven's sakes, we wouldn't even talk about it, right? Omer Reb Nachman, and here is where Reb Nachman, we quoted earlier, had initially said his maimer. V'mashu basar yidim atzamot. Talking about over here that there is a kezayit. There's just not a kezayit basar. That's not a bo kezayit that we're discussing over here. Look at these other isurim. Wait, there's such a thing that has so little proportion of flesh to its other pieces of structure, skeletal structure and tendons and so on. Is there such a thing? You're saying you ate an entire bird. So the whole bird is so small, it's got no kezayit. Because if it had a kezayit, then you should be chayav for basar benachai. But it does have a kezayit, if you include even in one aver, gidim v'atzamot. Because you can't be talking about including the entire thing, gidim v'atzamot, because the iser of basar menachai does not include gidim v'atzamot. So, I mean, you're setting up a very weird case. You're telling me I ate a whole bird. Nonetheless, I may not be chayav for anything. What do you mean? What about the basar? No, it's ain bo kezayit. So why were you even considering being chayav for an aver? If there's no kezayit in the whole bird, how could there be a kezayit in one aver? Oh, that's not a problem, says Reb Nachman. There's a kezayit together with the ginim v'atzamot in one wing. What? The whole bird is not a kezayit of basar, but there's a kezayit of basar with ginim v'atzamot in one wing? Is there such an animal? That's the Gemara. It's a very strange proportion of the amount of meat in the whole organism with the question of what about every other part of it that would be mitzarf in terms of aver. But again, this entire thing is based on the fundamental distinction between aver min achai and basar min achai. So basar min achai is dafka the same as any other basar. As we saw before, look at the of tameh. It's got to be edible as basar. Aver min achai does not have to be edible as basar. It has to be basar dinim v'atzameis. Nonetheless, says Rav, but it's not an organism. It's a shear of a kezayis of dinim basar v'atzameis. Is there such a thing? Omer of Sharbia, yeah, there is such a thing. Take a look at the klanita. The klanita has that proportion. It has almost no muscle. It's extremely lean. And it's got gigantic, bone structure and and the tendons. So, and remember, of course, that evolutionary speaking, pressures would be to reduce the weight. That means to reduce the musculature as much as possible while allowing the structures that support the bird to fly to be extremely large. And that's exactly what you need to do, the same way we do on an airplane. You try to strip as much weight as you possibly can while increasing the surfaces. Okay? So there is, in fact, an identifiable bird that I could tell you. Take a look at the amount of bossa. In the entire bird, you won't find a kazaya. Nonetheless, it's got these gigantic wing structures that enable it to fly. So the Kalanita would be a great example.
A bat, we'll see.
We're going to talk about it in a moment. Ask the Gemara, how could it be a Kalanita? Kalanita is not kosher. And it continues on to say, Ema Seifa. Chankavachla. It says over here, if you strangle it and eat it, everybody is made that you need a kezayit. But that's not true. Because the Kalanita, being as it's an Ov Tame, even Rav said that if it's an Ov Tame, so then it's a Birya. And then you would be chayev whether it's alive or dead, b'mashu. Because the Torah asks her to eat this organism. Oh, come on, man, you're being so overly literal. You ask me a question, is there such a thing? And I tell you, yes, there is such a thing. A Kalanita. So you say, oh, a Kalanita? We're talking about it. I never said we're talking about a Kalanita. I said there is an example of such a proportion. I may be thousands of birds with that proportion. What do you think? I said somewhere that we're talking about Kalanita. I have to explain it to you. What are we in kindergarten? Fine. Kain Kalanita. Something like a Kalanita. Okay, now you're happy. So the point is that of course there are such proportions. That's all that's in it. Oh my Rava. Now Rava took this to an extreme. Because Rava said, look, if you can argue about Behema Bechayea, Le'evarim Omedet, or Lav Le'evarim Omedet. Basically, you are arguing entirely from the subjective point of view of a human being, right? That's what you're saying. You're saying, in the relationship to this organism, do I as a person relate to it as lamb chops, as Barnea said? Or do I relate to it as an animal and only becomes lamb chops afterward? That would be Nogea, whether I see it as Avram and Achai, or whether it's only one thing. I say, says Rava, once you're willing to go that far, there is a possibility that it is defined by each individual human. Why not? That would require, however, that we would be able to prove that there is a din of machshava that would impact something other than tuma. We know for sure that machshava defines what is considered to be a tool in terms of kale. So there's no objective tool. If this is the way I'm going to use it, that makes it a tool, right? So now it becomes a tablecloth, even though it wasn't, I didn't finish cutting it, because I ain't going to use it as a tablecloth. So machshava is mahanya. Now, I don't have any raya about things other than tuma, whether machshava is mahanya. But I may one day discover such a thing. Now, if we come up with experimental evidence that according to either Rebbe or Reb Shimon, we'll see in a moment, that there is such a thing as defining the status of a foodstuff based on mer machshava. And again, I don't have evidence yet, but we may get evidence about this. Then the impact on this halacha would be enormous. Now let's take a look at that in the way that Rava says, okay? Omar Rava, you know, im timtzal omar, if you're going to find one day to be able to say that Rebbe holds machshevet ochalim is considered to be a machshava, and it's meaningful. You want to close the door, please? Then, if a particular person would have had the machshava to eat it piece by piece, and he goes and eats the whole thing, so then even Rebbe would agree with Shekhaya. Because even though he eats the whole thing, in his mind, he's eating a lot of different things. Avarim, Avarim.
Well, he's eating the temple. It sounds like he took the whole thing.
What's the difference? He was going to eat them separately. So now he can't believe he ate the whole thing.
Sure, but the Asian.
Isn't that weird? Mi'ika midi. What you mean? Tell me there's such a thing that if another person would eat it, the norm would be that you wouldn't be chayav. But this guy who eats it, because of his machshava, would be chayav. Dilo achle acher lo mechayav, achle hay mechayav. Says Rabbi, why not? You're prejudiced? Why not? We just saw that the relationship to the animal is what defines whether it's a neighbor or not. So why can't it be zelefi machshavto? Why wouldn't that work? And I want to take it even further. You know, because you'll think that I'm saying this only in terms of being mechayev somebody who wants to eat it as aver. But how about if there is a chaklai who doesn't look at an animal as a lamb chop? Everybody else maybe does, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. But according to him, it's an animal. It needs tipul under the animal husbandry din. So in Tim Tzoloma, if we would find a Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds that you can impact foodstuffs by mere thought. Yes, indeed, Rich. If you can impact your computer by mere thought, why should you not be able to impact a foodstuff by mere thought? If you can run a prosthetic leg by mere thought, why would you not be able to define man oichli? So if you would find that Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon holds that Malchevis Oichli Shemar Akila, I say you could do it in the opposite way. If you had an intent to eat it only after it was turned into meat, but when it's alive, you see it as an organism, and you ended up eating Abram and Achai from you, you'd be potter. I'm like, what? That's crazy. You're telling me somebody else can eat it, and he'll be chayav. But this particular guy who eats it can use his mind to make it potter. I mean, the first thing you said, okay, you want to make a guy higher for using his mind. Mela, I'm not so frightened of that. But make a guy putter because he uses his mind. That's great. That's almost like I dub the fish, you know, on the stick. Like, what's going on over here? You know, I mean, I can think of a lot of interesting things that suddenly become mutter. Omar Lay, why not? Zelefi Machshavto. Zelefi Machshavto. Why not? Because the whole sugya, after all, is based on in terms of the broadest view, an idiosyncratic look at the animal. It happens to be the whole species has an idiosyncratic look. So why not take it to the individual? Omar Biokana. Let's take a look at the source in the psukim for Aver Menachai versus Boser Menachai. Lo tochal hanefesh im habasar. I say that is a reference to Aver Menachai. So where we said earlier, we compare Rak Hazak levotia kol Adam, Adamu hanefesh at iser dam. Lo tochal hanefesh im habasar. That's the iser of Aver. That is to say, why do I say it's Aver? Because what it's talking about over here is something that is a chai, right? That's why I call it a nefesh. A nefesh in the sense that the entire aver is subject to dying. A piece of meat is not subject to dying. It grows back. But if you cut out an entire aver, it doesn't grow back.
It's a living animal.
Yeah. And therefore, we call that an aver menachai, that a nefesh in it. So we can look at an organism as being various separate organic units, which, and what proves that they're organic units? The fact that they will not be reconstructed. That means that they now have been set aside, are integrated with a whole organism, but the fact is I can call them a nefesh. On the other hand, meat. Not a nefeshim abasar. It's just meat. It doesn't have anything to do with the chiyut. V'araya, you cut out some of it and give it enough time and it grows back. What's the big deal?
But doesn't nefesh also refer to the blood?
That's hadamu anefesh. And then lo tochal nefeshim abasar, two different things. So there's two different yisurim here. One on dam, one on the aver menachah. That's Rabbi Yochanan's approach. How do I know about the din of Basar Menachai? That I know from Basar B'Sadeh Trefa Lo Tochelu. Remember that Basar B'Sadeh Trefa Lo Tochelu means that anything that is in the Sadeh. What does that mean, in the Sadeh? That has no meaning. In the Sadeh means that it does not have any internal definition. For all intents and purposes, it's lying in pure chaos. Now, What do you mean? You mean a lot of things. You mean a fetus that stuck its hand out of its mother. That hand is in a whole different world, which is chaotic. It's not in its place. Its place is the womb, still a fetus. Or you have Basar of Kadesh that was removed from the Azara. That's for all intents and purposes out of its place. It's in the middle of a saga. And here too, this busser, this piece of muscle, is living by being part of a whole structure. Take it out of that structure for all intents and purposes. It's lying in the middle of the field. Without, it got splinched. What's it doing there? In Harry Potter terms. Right. So there, you know, all of a sudden there's a piece of meat lying in the field. And that was obviously part of a kid somewhere, you know. So you got to get your license. So because of that, I learned that Basar Minachai is part of the din of Basar Besada Trefa. Or, of course, Basar Minachai Trefa. Same thing. They're the same issue. Reish Lakish says, no. You have it wrong. Lo tochal ha-nefesh ima basar is a reference both to Eiver Menachai and to Basar Menachai, because you read that in both directions. Lo tochal ha-nefesh, which would be an Eiver, and lo tochal ha-basar, if the nefesh is still there, meaning that it's part of a living organism. So there, you have it wrong. Basar Menachai and Eiver Menachai result from the same pasuk. The pasuk of Basar Besada Trefa, lo tochelu, that's a reference to Basar Menachai Trefa. So now, according to this, there's a major difference in terms of somebody who eats all of these things. Let's say somebody eats Eiver Menachai and Basar Menachai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he's chayav on two completely separate lives.
It's the same piece of meat. Could the Eiver also
it's possible. If it contains Basar and he gets azara for that, you tell him, don't eat that because of that. Yeah, of course. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's two separate Yisurim. According to Reish Lakish, it's one Yisur. It's the same Basar. Lo tochal ha-nefesh ima Basar. You're going to tell him, don't eat that. It's got a kazayas basar. Yeah, it says lo tochal ha-nefesh ima basar. Oh, don't eat that. It's an aver. Yeah, it says lo tochal ha-nefesh ima basar. Okay, well, how many times can you tell me it's an iser? So you can only be mazirim on one iser,
one
pasuk, one malchus. But on the other hand, let's say that you ate basar menachai together with basar trefa. So now, according to Reish Lakish, you've got two separate things. One is basar besada trefa, and the other is lo tochal ha-nefesh ima basar. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'd only be chayav one, because he derived the iser of achilas basar. He derived it from the same pasuk as basar besada trefa. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, eno chayav elacha. However, it would work out, but for different reasons, that if you ate all three, if you ate Eiver Menachai, basar Menachai, or if you just ate the two extremes, you ate Eiver Menachai or basar Menachai trefa. That's the extremes. Then everybody would be Maida, that you'd be high of two different things. Because the Basar Menachai Trefa is certainly not from the same pasuk as Eiver Menachai, even though it might be from the same pasuk as Basar Menachai. So according to this, you would be over on two, if it's also Trefa and also Basar Menachai, Eiver Menachai. Tana Rabbanan, Eiver Menachai noig b'vei machai ava ov, bein te be'im, bein te orin, de v'rib Yehuda. And Rebbe Lozer. Chachom yom omrim, eno no yigel apetorim. Om Rebbe Yochan, v'shnei mikre achad dorshu. Rak chazak, v'vatiach ol adam. Ki adam hu ha-nefesh, v'otuchal ha-nefesh im abasar. So Rebbe Yudav, Rebbe Lozer, Savre, this puts together dam and Eiver Menachai. So kosh ata mitzuveh al damo, ata mitzuveh al evorav. Since, behema temeyen, your chayev on dam, hov ata mitzuveh al damam, and of, and chaya, ata mitzuveh al evorim. Rabban et Savre, no, read it for itself. Lo tochal ha-nefesh ima basar. But you can eat the basar if it's not, but ima nefesh, right? So then that tells you, basar l'chude, kosher basar o mutar. Only then are you mitzvah le'varav. But if ain basar o mutar, then yata mitzvah le'varav. Now, I don't get it. Rabbi Yudah l'om likra. I thought it's just like Yidan Asher, right? So leite iser eiver. Leichal al iser tuma because iser is no giv le'noach. Inachinami, he does. The pasuk wasn't really for Rabbi Yehuda. It was for Rabbi Elazar. Tanya miyachi, Eiver Menachai noig bevemach, hayav of ben tmei aven tora, shenema rak chazak levatiach al adam, kol shatam mitzuvel damo, atam mitzuvel levorav, v'chol shiatam mitzuvel damo, iatam mitzuvel levorav, divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's the same thing about Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim omrim, eno noig ala betorin, shenema lo tochal ha-nefesh ima basar, but Basalachudei. So kol she'in besaro mutar, and atam mitzuveh levorav. Rabbi Meir, a new shita omer, en enoigel abiveimat or abavad, and not on chaya v'of. Why is that? Or merabba barshila, or merfchista, or maybe it was Rav Yosef. Actually, maybe it was Rabba barshila, not Rabba barshmul, or merfchista, and maybe Rav Yosef. Or actually, maybe it was Rabba barshimi, who said merfchista, or maybe it was Rav Yosef, said, my time at Rabbi Meir, Omar Kra, the whole sugya begins with that the kirchak mimcha makom v'zavachlemi b'korcha umitzonecha. Om Rav Gidol Amar Rav, machloket b'Yisrael, whether it's nogeya b'tamei or not, but a ben Noach, divrekom muzar latameim ketorim, because for him he could eat this basar. Tanya nami achi, Abram and Achai, ben Noach muzar latameim ketorim, Yisrael in a muzar latorim belvad, or some say ala tehora belvad, which would be going on libid Rabbi Meir, and some say tehorin, as we just said, which would be going on libid Rabbonan, because it includes not only one thing, behema, but tehorim of chayav of too. Omrif Shizbi, Afana Namitanina in the Mishnah in Taharot. Orchal Abram and Achai Mimena Enas of Fegar Baim, Vein Shechitata Betaharata. Ein Shechitata Betaharata? The Maya, he let me be so, obviously. Ein Shechitata Betaharata, boy, that would be nice. Elola Bivnei Noah. But that would mean that it's certainly also Bivnei Noah, even though it's Nivlat of Tamei. The Monibar Potish points out, on a naive reading of this Mishnah, it's ridiculous. The Reisha is saying that Enos of Fegar Baim, if it's Tameh, and the Sefer is saying, Ein Shkita Tameh Tarata, and you are Chayav. Umeshani, Reisha Bistro, the Sefer Beben Nayah. Omar Rav, Eva Menachai Tzarech Kizai, my time, Achila Ktiva Bey. Amati Rav Amram, Ochal Eva Menachai Mimena, Enos of Fegar Baim, Ein Shkita Matarata. Now, according to your definition, when it said Achal Eber Menachai, it meant Achal Kezayit. So being a Kezayit, how can you say in a Sofeget Arbaim, then typically the Achal Kezayit Tmeya? Now that's Kiryam Reb Nachman, where there wasn't a Kezayit of Basar Tmeya. B'mashu Basar Gidim Vatzamot. Achinami B'mashu Gidim Basar Vatzamot. Tashma. Yom Rav Achal Tzipor Tohora B'chayah B'chol Shehu. Whoops. So apparently you don't need a Kezayit. B'mitata b'kizayit for nevela. Tumei'ah, which is a birya, so then you're always chayav, however big it is. B'im b'chayav, b'mitata b'choshu. So how do you explain that? Here it says, yid it, you're chayav b'choshu. Let's be by mashu basar gidim v'atzamot. So there's a mashu basar, but there's a kizayit together with the gidim v'atzamot. Tashva. Natal tzipor she'in bo kizayit v'achalo. Oh. Rebbe Poter, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Chayim. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, I don't see what you're talking about. It's a Kalfa Chomer. If you're Chayim, I'll Eber Mimen, I'll Sakula Loko, Shekeim. If you strangle it and make it into an avail and eat it, then for sure it needs to be Kizayit, because it's not in Iberia. So, Ad Kan Lo Pligel, the Mar Savar, Bechayel, Levar, Imo, Medet, Umar Savar, Bechayel, Lav, Levar, Imo, Medet. But certainly, everybody seems to agree over here that you don't need a Kizayit. Omer of Nachman, you don't need a kizayis basar. So b'mashu basar, but there are gidim v'atzomas that are mashlim to the kizayis. But there is such a thing. That the bekule, the entire thing doesn't have kizayis basar. That you should be chayah for basar, minachai. But b'chad ever, there would be a kizayis of a tiny bit of basar if there's gidim v'atzomas. Amr b'shubia, sharbia, sure there is. There's the kalanita. Kalanita, em a seifa, chan kavachwa. A kalanit is an of tame. We just learned that an of tame is a birya. Even Rav said that it's me'ah. Ben bechayel, ben mimitatas b'mashu. Come on, man. I'm talking about ke'en kalanita. Oh, my Rav. Im timtza lomar, that sova Rebbe, makshevet ochlim shmach, makshava, so then chishev lochla, eber, eber, vachla, kula, you would be chay. Omalei, abai, and how could it be something that ilo achle acher lo machayev, and this guy eats his machayev? Omalei, well, why not? That's the implications of this whole sugya. So it would be zelofi machshavto, zelofi machshavto. Furthermore, it says, well, I'll take it even further. Im tim tzoloma that sover abelaz Rabbi Shimon, that machshavet ochle yishma machshava, you can erase the iser of Eivor Menachai. How? Chishev lo achla, meta. If in the end, then you'd be potter. What? And this guy waved his magic wand over his potter? Why not? is a reference to Eivir Menachai. Basar b'sada treifa lo tochel, that's a reference to Basar Menachai, and of course, Basar from any treifa, or a fetus that stuck out its hand, or a piece of meat of Kodesh, all of those things are included in that Basar. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, lo tochel nefesh ima basar, that is Eivir Menachai, and Basar Menachai, because we read in both directions. Basar b'sada treifa lo tochel, that's Basar mena treifa. Therefore, ochel Eivir Menachai, Basar Menachai. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a two separate psukim. Yechayev shtayim. According to Shimon ben Lakish, they're both the same pasuk. And yechayev al achad. On the other hand, if you ate basar and yechayev basar and not treifa, according to Shimon ben Lakish, those are two separate psukim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's all from basar b'sada treifa, and therefore yechayev al achad. However, if you ate an aver menachai as opposed to basar menachai and basar and not treifa, then the divrei kol chayev shtayim. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambient, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. Today's daf is daf Kuf Beis, and we are holding on to Kuf Aleph Omid Beis, Maseches Chulin. So yesterday we discussed the Machlokes Nagabe, the din of, as we had arrived through a long series of discussions about the Shachar Alisra and so on, but we came down to the question of the relationship of an Isser Kedem Matan Teret and Isser Liarcha Matan Teret, which according to Rabbi Yehuda, something that was Nesar on a Ben Noyach is Chomer, and even though normally we would say Isser Chalal Isser, in that case we would say Isser Chalal Isser. And we have a similar situation when it comes to the question of whether there's a din of Eivir Menachai on a Behemoth Meh. And therefore we bring this in here, even though it's not really our sugin din on Asher. Tana Rabban. Eivir Menachai noheg b'vhima chaya v'of bein t'meim bein t'horim divrei Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Elazar. So the first shita that we find here is that an Eivir Menachai is chal on everything. Whether it's kosher or not kosher, whether it's a behima, whether it's a chaya or it's an of. And we'll see that that's going to be big. Both of those assertions are going to be a big machlok. But Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Elazar agree on that. The Chachamim omrim, no egel betori. The Chachamim say Eivir Menachai is an iser that is only chal on a behemoth, on a taira. Although they agree that it's behemoth chaya ba'oif. Omar Rabbi Yochanan u'shnei mikrechad darshu. Both of them are basically darshaning the same pasuk. The pasuk says, "Rak chazak levotia kol adam, ki adam hu hanefesh, lo tochal hanefesh im habasar." So we find here that the Torah is giving us an iser of Eivir Menachai. Lo tochal hanefesh im habasar means not to eat. Now, this thing, we'll see that something which is called nefesh is that which would not grow back if it's detached. So an aver is not like a piece of skin or a piece of muscle that will restore itself. It is its own unique nefesh, and you can't eat something that has the nefesh imam. So in other words, an aver menachai you can't eat.
Does that
include animals who degenerate
pieces of their body?
No, it's shrotsim anyway. It's not called shrotsim anyway. Even according to anybody, it's bemechayavol. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar Savrin, Kosh ata metzuvel damo ata metzuvel avera. Since the Torah is put together here, the parsha of Rak Chazak v'Vilti Acholat Adam, together with Lo Tochal Nefesh Ima Basar, it is telling you essentially that wherever you have a tzivui on dam, you have a tzivui on evorim. We know that, by the way, all of this is in the parsha of Basar Ta'ava in Re'e. We're over there, the Torah gives us the right to vizavachta mi b'korcha mitzonecha, and then you can go and you eat it on your own. After telling us that, it's warning us, nonetheless, don't eat the dam, and don't eat the nefeshim abasar, which means to say, apparently that's comparing the two. Since Tahirin and Tmeim are the same when it comes to dam, Mani Tmeim Nami, this we'll see in Masechet Krisut, that there's no difference in the Yisr dam on a Beimah Tmeim and a Beimah Tahira. So, Hu'im, V'ata Mitzuveh al Daman, Ata Mitzuveh al Evarim. By virtue of being chayav on the dam, you're also chayav on Eber Minachai. Whereas the Rabbanon hold, Lo Tuchal HaNefesh Im HaBasar, implies that you can eat the basar, but you just can't eat the nefesh. The nefesh being that which would not be able to restore itself if it were removed, just like the nefesh is not replaceable, which implies that you would be able to eat the basar on the same thing that the Torah is telling you not to eat the aver of. But if you can't eat the basar either, then this iser specifically on the aver was never mentioned. And therefore we shall say, kosher b'saro mutar, if you'd be able to eat the basar, saying, lo tochal nefesh im ha-basar, the basar that I gave you to eat, which implies dafka b'ema tahira, on that basar, lo tochal nefesh im ha-basar, so then atam etzuveh al averav. But kosher ein b'saro mutar, if anyway you can't eat the basar, so then I'm not talking about eating the nefesh, and then yatam etzuveh al averav. There's no separate iser on Abram and Achai, if it's Tamei. So tied to the Rabbanan. Now, a little bit of a problem here is that according to Rabbi Yehuda brought a posik to tell me that because the Torah compares Dam to Abram and Achai, so if you're Osir on Dam and Abay Mitzvah, you should be Osir on Abram and Achai. The question is, why not? In other words, what is there that makes you think, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lamalikrah, He goes out from a hanacha that for some reason I wouldn't have said that there's an Isra of Avram and Achai. Why? What we thought was, because at Lechora, you begin with the Isra Tumah, as we've already shown earlier, the differentiation of cells into these Avarim comes after you already have an Isra Tumah on the stem cells. In Mimela, it's a problem of Ein Isur Chal al Isur. Therefore, comes along the Torah to be Mechadesh, that nonetheless, there's a Chalos of the Isur Abram and Achai on the Isur Tumah, even though it comes later. Problem is that according to Rav Yehuda, you shouldn't need a Pasuk to tell me that. Because according to Rav Yehuda, the very fact that an Isur Abram and Achai applies to a Ben Noach is sufficient to say it's an Isur Chamur, and therefore, it should be Chal al Isur. That's what we said about Gidan Hashem. So why don't we say that here about Abram and Achai? By the way, it's fascinating, and it helps to clarify things, which is why, I mean, it's somewhat of an aside. But Tosfos asks, why not say that this, in fact, is the Makar? In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, having seen that the Torah said, nonetheless, Isur Abram and Achai is Chal on the Basar Tamei, that shows us that in a case where you have something that was noy ben noyah, therefore we would also have that too, right? For the Gidan Hashem. So maybe this is the source of it. So Tosis explains, it's very important to see this because it sheds light on the sugya earlier. Tosis points out that there really are two separate issues that are involved over here. It's an Isur Chamur, but it's also an Isur Mosif, isn't it? Because an Isur Mosif means when you add more people to the Isur, which was previously Isur only to a limited number of people. Okay? So if you have, let's say, somebody Isur something with a netter on himself to eat, and then comes on Yom Kippur, now Isur's it on everybody to eat. Okay, so that's a Hosefa. That's not Kolel. Kolel gives us more space for the Isur to be Chal on the item. The Mosif would be, it adds now issues, people that weren't there before. So if you have Abram and Achai, you now suddenly have an Isser. I see that this is a gradual escalation. So you go from something that was Isser only to Jews, and now you are Mosif, an Isser to Goyim. Plus, besides that, the fact that there's an Isser to Bnei Noach adds a chumrah. But the Gidan Hashem, you don't add anybody, do you?
So how can you bring a raya from the case of a year, which is both Mosif and Chamur, to the case of Gidanasha, which is only Chamur Be'alma? Therefore, this can't possibly be the source. It must be that Rebbe Yehuda just told to be Tzad Asvara that an Isser Chamur is Chal. In which case, why doesn't he just say, since it's an Isser Chamur, why do I need a Pasuk to tell me that there's a comparison of Edom to Evorim? So let's see that inside now. Asks the Gemara, according to Rebbe Yehuda, why is it necessary? Lama leikra leisa yisur ever leichol al yisur tumar shekini yisur noheg bivnei noach, exactly as we said by the Gidan Hashem. And says the Gemara, ein hachinami. Indeed, he would say that. Remember that there were two shitot, however. It was both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar who said that the Eva Menachai is knowing on a behemoth meya. Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold of the Svara of Shekini Surah Noeg Beven Noach. And therefore, for the basis of Rabbi Elazar, we needed the Pasuk that compared Eva Menachai to Dam. So Ki Yitzchakro, L'Rabbi Elazar, and not for Rabbi Yehuda. And in fact, Tanya Rabbi Yochanan, we see this analysis that we just had over here that Rabbi Yochanan did on the basis of the two Shitas between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan is indeed backed by the following brayse. Abram and Achai noeg bibeima, chaya ba'of, bein tmeya, bein tehora, shineema, rak chazak levetiach al adam, kol sha'ata mitzuve al damo, ata mitzuve al eivarab, v'chol shi ata mitzuve al damo, i ata mitzuve al eivarab, divrei Rabbi Elazar. So here we see clearly that the basis of this pasuk, the need for this pasuk, is a galibit of Rabbi Elazar. And he says, you see, that it's dependent in dam. Wherever there's a chiyuv of dam, which there is on the behemoth meya, there will be eser of Eivarim and Achai too. V'chachomim omrim menuneo yegele b'tehorim, shenemar lo tochal nefesh ima basar, meaning, but you could eat the basar. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar, just eat the basar. Ela basar l'chudei. Which means, ko shebsorom mutar ata mitzuve alai varav. If you'd be allowed to eat the meat, then you're not allowed to eat the Eivarim. But kosher ain't b'sarom mutar. Anyway, you're not allowed to eat that meat because it's not kosher. So there ain't ata mitzuveh al evarav. So far, these are the only two shitas that we've had. Now comes along a third shita that argues on the other supposition, namely that Abram and Achai applies equally to behemah chai v'ov. Forget about the issue whether it's Torah or Tamei. Comes along Rabbi Meir and he says it's a mistake. Ein anoy gela bivheimah. It's not true. It's not chal only. Also on a chaya and in an oaf. And in terms of the question, the previous question of Tameh or Tahora, I say not only is it noeg only bibeimah, but it's only bibeimah Tehorah bilvat. So in other words, he limits Abram and Achai in both directions, what species and also what type, whether it's behemah or whether it's Tameh or Tahora. Omar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Omar of Chista, Vitamer of Yosef. Some say it was Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Rav Chista V'Tei Rav Yosef, and some say it was Rabba Bar Shimi Amar Rav Chista V'Tei Rav Yosef. In any event, what they said was, whoever it was my time, the Rebbe Meir. Where does Rebbe Meir get the idea that we should limit Lo Tochal HaNefesh Ima Basar Dafka to Behema, as opposed to Chai V'Ov? There's no indication there that it's Dafka Behema. Because he says the entire Parsha is introduced in terms of the din of Basar Taiva with the words Vizavachta Mipkorcha Umitson Necha. So Bakar and Son. Over there, remember that the Torah is saying what will happen at a time when you're far from the Beit HaMikdash. You're not going to be able to bring your Korbanot. So I'm Matir Basar Tava. What should you do? Vizavachta Mipkorcha Umitson Necha. Now that means that what the Torah was referring to were those animals that otherwise would have been brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, you're living in Eretz Yisrael, far away from the Beit HaMikdash. Do you have to still go and bring everything into the Beit HaMikdash? No. So you can eat Basar Tava. But what are we referring to? Boker and so on. In the context of this new din of Basar Tava, I'm telling you, but watch out for the Dam, and watch out for Avraham and Achai, and so on. So Dam was the inkritut that we have other psukim for. As the Torah repeats the Surah Dan in a number of places, and one of them comes to tell me it's chal on everything, but where do we see that the Parsha of Abram and Achai applies to more than Bikar Chavetzon Echa? Therefore, I say, says Rabbi Meir, Abram and Achai is uniquely on Behemah. As far as which Behemah, Well, that we've already established. Kol shata ochelet b'soro, then you don't eat the eber if you can't eat the basar anyway. Then you can't eat the eber, and that I agree with the Chachomi. Omer of Gidol Amarav, let me just make that clear. We're talking about the machlokas over here only, l'gabi the din of eber menachai, which applies to a ben Yisroel. Certainly when it comes to a ben Noach, the goy himself is not allowed to eat eber menachai, also on a ben Metameah. And that Isser goes all the way back to the time of Noach, Ach basar b'nafsho damo lo tochelu. And that is something where there was no distinction between Tamei v'Tor. So Eber Menachai is also to. Tani Nami Ochi, Eber Menachai ben Noach muzhar alav ala Tameim kitorim, v'Yisrael eno muzhar ela ala Torim bilvad. And indeed the Brisa makes it very clear, you should know, that a Yisroel perhaps is on a Muzar al Torim, of course, it's only a Libid Rabbonon. Schenken of Ben Noach, he would be Muzar on everything. Now, there's another Girsa, however, that says, Ikad Amri, the way we say it, is the Torim. But Ikad Amri, Ela al HaTehora Bilvad. Because Torim would include Ema Kayav Ov, which is not true according to Rabbi Meir, it's true according to Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. But Yigud Amri, others say this over, substituting the word Ela Al HaTehora Bilvad instead of saying Al HaTehorim Bilvad, and then it would be going Ali, but Rabbi Meir, who holds that it's Dafka the Torah, in other words, Dafka Behema Torah, and others have Torim, and it would be going according to Rabbanu Nochelik and Rabbi Meir, and they say that Eber Menachai is Noeg Bebehema Chayav Of. Omer of Shizbi Afanana Mitanina, actually, I also have a Mishnah like this, because the Mishnah that lists, is a very interesting parak that discusses the 13 different halachas that were said by Nivlat of Tahor, contrast them with the dinim of Nivlat of Tamei. So one of the things that it says about Nivlat of Tamei there is that Achal Eber Menachai Mimena, if somebody eats an Eber Menachai from a Nivlas of Tamei, Enos of Fegar Baim, he isn't Chai of Malkus for eating it, Ve'in shchita mitarata, and shechting it doesn't help. It's a little strange. I mean, of course shechting it doesn't help. How could shechting it help? It's a tamei animal. It certainly can't be referring to doesn't help with gabi tuma because there's no din of tuma on nivasov tamei. So therefore, we're going to discuss this. So now, Bama, who are we referring to over here? I mean, obviously, Leiva b'Yisroel pshita in shchita mitarata. I mean, how in the world would shchita be mitayer a treva, a non-kosher animal? And it's ridiculous. Elolav, even they know what it's coming to say is, if you went ahead and shechted this non-kosher bird, now the bird is still twitching, it is still alive. So the argument that the Ben Noach would make is that, well, in a kosher animal, if a Jew would do the equivalent, then it would not be considered to be alive in the sense that it wouldn't be ochlin. Would be Oakland. So too, for me, on a non-kosher animal, the sheet of this bird should make it non-alive anymore. It's not Eber Menachai. No. Sheet is not Matirit for a Ben Noach. But anyway, I mean, it, such a discussion makes it obvious, doesn't it? Mechlal to Osir, I mean, obviously it's Osir to that Ben Noach. Even though we're talking about an Evil Asof Tame. So therefore, you see that the Mishnah takes for granted that when it comes to a Goy, there is an Isser Eber Menachai on an Ov Tamei. The only question is whether Shchita would help or not. But it's taken for granted. You don't need a bribe for submission.
Are we talking about taking the Eber off after Shchita, before it's dead, or are we talking about taking the Eber off and then shechting it?
What we do to the bird after the Eber is off is totally irrelevant. Of course we're talking about shechting.
That was always, I'm not sure. So we're talking about taking it off after it's been shechted, but before it's done twitching.
Right. Ramani Barpatish, Rami Resha Hasef. And Ramani Barpatish wanted to clarify over here. This is, it seems to be, I mean, a little bit strange over the difference in the Resha. The Resha says that you're not sofeg as haraboyim, which seems to be saying that there is no Yisrael Eber Menachai on this thing. And otherwise, why wouldn't you be sofeg as haraboyim? And then the Sefer says that Shechita isn't Metayaret, meaning that obviously there is a Chiyuv of eating Eber Menachai from it. And so he answered and explained, yes, indeed. The Reish is talking about Mishani, Reish of Yisrael, the Sefer B'ben Noach. So clearly, and now it becomes evident what the basis of that distinction was. So he wanted to speak it out. Omer Rav, Eber Menachai Tzorech Kizayit, my time, Achila Ksivabe. You must eat a Kizayis, even though you could say, certainly argue, look, we have two psukim, we'll see later on. One that tells me an issur of Basar Menachai, and one that tells me an issur of Eber Menachai. So you would say to yourself, well, I imagine the difference is, to eat Basar Menachai, that would require eating Kezayas, like a chil of all Basar. Mashenken, if I have an entire Eber, so then it doesn't matter how much of it there is, even if it's a tiny thing, the Torah was Mechai of me on that Eber. Comes along, Rav, to say, no, that's not the case. The truth is, an Eber has a shear of a Kizayit, because it says Achila. And as we know, Ein Achila v'pachot mikizayit. The difference would be that when it comes to Basar, the Isser would only be on Basar. When it comes to Eber, the Isser is on any part of the Eber, including the Gidim and the Atzamot, and so on and so forth. In the same way that the Torah was Mechayev you not to eat a Gidanosh, according to Ula, where even though it has no taste, the Torah defines this as the Isser. So too, when it comes to Eber Menachai, the Torah defined the Eber as the Isser, even though perhaps the parts of it don't have taste. But you eat an Achila, as defined by Kizayit, of that Eber, even though you don't have a Kizayit of Basar, so you wouldn't be chayav on normal Achilas Basar, Tameh, or Basar Eber Menachai. Nonetheless, in this case, you would be chayav for eating Eber Menachai. But don't think that consumption of an entire Eber, if it's less than a Kizayis, will be Machayev, says Rav. Mosiv Rav Amram. So Rav Amram asked on Rav from the following. The Mishnah said, as we saw before, Achal Eber Menachai Mimena, Eino Sofeket Arba'im, Ve'in Shchita Metaharata. So there we're talking about the Nivlat of Tamei. Shchita is not Metaharata, Nivlat of Tamei. And you're not Chayev eating an Eber Menachai. So, now wait a minute. I understood the Mishnah that even eating an Eber Menachai from it was not Machayev you because you ate less than a shear. There's no other Yisurim involved. And Eber Menachai is not no egg for a Yisrael on an Ov Tameh. And so, okay, it made sense to me. But according to you, you're saying you needed to eat a Kezayis. So what do you mean? If by definition you ate an Eber Menachai Mimena means you ate a Kezayis Mimena, so why aren't you chayav stock for eating the Nivlas of Tamei? I don't understand. It's a beferishit in the Torah. Lo yochlu ki sheket same. So why do you say in a sofikas arboim? Of course it's a sofikas arboim. And the answer is obvious. Kiriyom Rav Nachman, we'll see later on where Rav Nachman's primary mimer was, but the same terrors that Rav Nachman gives elsewhere, that you can have a mashu basar on an Eber Menachai as long as the kizayit is mushlam with gidim v'atzamot. Because the din of Eber Menachai is not that you need to eat that which would normally be considered to be Roy Lachila as Basar Menachai. It's not to eat a Kizayis of Eber Menachai. And Eber Menachai includes anything that's mashlin the Eber, even the bones of the Eber, the tendons of the Eber. So over here you have indeed a Achila of a Kizayis. But that doesn't mean you have Achila of Kizayis of Basar Tameh. The Torah was never behind you on eating the bones of a Behemoth Tameh or of an Ov Tameh. So here, to the next case over here, Achinami Mashal Basar, including Gidim Vatzamah, to bring it up to a Kizayit. Toshma, come and see if we can bring another raya to the question of whether you'd be Chayev on Achilas Eber Menachai, B'pachot Mikizayit, as long as it was an entire Eber. Toshma, Yomar Rav, Achal Tzipor Tzohora B'chaya, say that you take an entire Tzipor Tzohora, and you eat the thing alive. So you would be chayev in that case, bekosho. No matter what the size of it was, you ate the whole thing, I can't believe it. And you are chayev. B'mitata. But if you eat it when it's dead, so now it's a nevela, so then you're chayev only on a kezayis, because nevela is a regular Yisra'afila. And there's nothing specific about the Isser on it. I mean, after all, the animal was an animal before it became an Avela. So it's certainly not Assering the Birya of an Avela, right? It's Assering an Avela from a thing. If you eat a Tzipor Temeya, so then whether you eat it when it's alive or whether you eat it when it's dead in its entirety, so you would be chayev b'choshehu. There you're eating the whole thing, and over there there's no shear because of the Torah asered the birya. In the same way that if you eat an ant, you would be chayev. If you eat a mosquito, you'd be chayev. So it's up to you. You're chayev. There's no shear in Isaiah specifically. Unless, of course, it was ground up and so on. You know, I mean, if it was a Big Mac or something. So then, ground up bugs and so on. That, tsunami is enough. Kazayat.
Kosher means any amount, right?
Kosher, yes. Whatever size it is, as long as it is what it is. Yeah. So, in any event, what are you going to do about the fact that you see over here that there is an iser of kizayit on it, but when it's alive, it says b'chol shehu. And b'chol shehu, the iser is Eber Menachai, and supposedly there's no iser on Eber Menachai. And now kosher means kosher legabi baser. It's talking about there's a marshal baser, but there's gidim batzomes. So where you have a hakpar on Eber, so then if you eat the tzipor chai, which has a kezias in it, even though there's very little flesh on it, but you'd be chai for that kezias, according to Rav. If it's dead, so there's no iser of Eber Menachai, so there you're back to your normal din of Achila B'Kezayis, and then you would be potter because you need to eat a Kezayis of Basar. Tashma. Okay, how about this? Natat Tzipor She'en Bo Kezayit Ve'achlo. You take a Tzipor, which is a Tzipor Torah, and it doesn't have a Kezayis on, and you eat the whole thing. Rebbe says you're potter, and we'll see the reason he says you're potter is because he holds there's no din of Eber Menachai on something that's whole. Eber Menachai is only something that's an Eber from it. But an organism as a whole is not considered to be Eber Menachai. But that's not to say that if you had a Kezayit, you wouldn't be Chayiv because of Boser Menachai. Maybe you'd be Chayiv for Boser Menachai. Actually, that's a Rashi and Tosfos discussion. Over here, Rashi assumes you would be Chayiv for Boser Menachai. But, never Kezayis. So therefore, if you took the whole thing, there's no kezias on it, you eat the whole thing, Rebbe says you're potter, because there's no iser on Iberia here, on Eber Menachai. There's no Eber Menachai. Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon says you're chayev. Now Rebbe Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon turns to Rebbe and says, I don't understand you. If you would pull off an Eber of it, you'd be chayev. But you swallow the whole darn thing in your potter, now does that make sense? So if not al Abram imena, if you had taken off one of its Evarim and you would have eaten it, you would have been chayev. So al kula lo kosher king. So for sure, you're going to be chayev if you eat the whole thing, aren't you? Now this is not a very strong argument to Rebbe, because Rebbe says that it's not considered to be Aver unless it's Aver. Over here, son and Aver. Chamka v'achla. But if you choke the thing to death and then you ate it, so then, divrei akol b'kizayit, everybody would be motivated that only when you ate a kizayit, because at that point it's an avela, there's no other iserim that would be found. It's an avela of an of tahor is chayav b'kizayit. Now note that ad kan lo pligi, the only machlokus over here, is on this issue. The marsover b'chema b'chayah le'ivarim omedet, u'marsover b'chayah lav le'ivarim omedet. The question over here is that Rebbe holds, look, when it's alive, we don't see it as a conglomeration of separate parts of Evarim to say that you're eating Evarim. It's now a holistic organism, and then therefore the sum here is more than the parts. We don't see the Evarim, we see the bird. Shankin the other man, the Yom Rebbe Rabbi Shimon holds, look, a bird is basically parts of bird put together. So it's still, we look at it as the parts of bird that you're going to eat when you are ready to eat it. But kuleyama miyod barmaidim that lo be'inan kizayit. It seems that everybody, they're not even arguing about the shear. They're just arguing, is this or is this not an eiver that has a kizayit? But you clearly, an eiver, a minacha. But clearly, you don't need a kizayit because I mean, the whole discussion over here is only afterwards to say you need a kezias bimena. So you see, for an aver, you don't need a kezias bimena. How do you explain that? And here is where Reb Nachman gave his answer. We've already used it in two other circumstances. Reb Nachman, it's not that Rebbe was saying you don't need achila kezias. You'll notice that the difference by nevelas, you need the kezias, that's because you need kezias bosa. What we're talking about over here is you ate the aver, which doesn't have a kezias, meaning it doesn't have a kezias of basa. But it certainly had a kezias, so it was marshal basar. And then you have gidim v'atzamot, and between the gidim v'atzamot and the marshal basar, all together, you did have a kezias of aver. That was the case. But now that's very strange, because now you're telling me that in the entire bird there wasn't a kezias of basar. I mean, that's how you're understanding. You're saying, if you ate the entire thing, you're potter. Why? Because it's not every medachai. But in other words, the basar on it, you're potter on. Why? I mean, it's certainly basar. Why aren't you chayav on the basar part? So apparently that's because you don't have a kezias of basar in the whole bird. You don't have a kezias of basar. Which you're telling me, but in one acre of it, you do have a kezias, including the basar and the other things. I mean, that is an awfully lean bird. Man, especially a bird that's all skin and bones. That's what you're saying. Because the way you've answered it, we have no alternative but to understand that that was the case. How do you explain that? I mean, is there such a thing that in the entire organism you don't have a kezias of basar, yet it's large enough for a single organ of it to have a kezias if you include the mashu basar and get him on the matzomas? Reb Sharmia, sure. Listen, everybody's seen a kalanita, haven't they? Kalanita's like that. And so, maybe it's talking about a kalanita. How could it be talking about a kalanita? Will you please read the next piece? Amos Sefer, Chamkava Achlad Dibre Yaakov B'Kizayit. If you choke it and you eat it, then you're chayav on a kizayit because of the veil. A kalanita happens to be a non-kosher bird, my dear friend. So if the kalanita is an of tamei, Rav had agreed that when it comes to tamei'ah, that for sure you don't need a kizayit. So then, bein bechayeha, bein b'mitata. The din is b'mashu, because there the Torah certainly did aser the organism, the biria. I mean, there. So why all of a sudden are we talking about now chon kavach? You know perfectly well the case of chon kavach. Now the reference over there was tzipor tahira, not to a kalanita. That's tamei. I didn't mean a kalanita, gentlemen. I meant everybody knows a kalanita, which happens to be an oaf tamei. So in the same way that they're kalanitas, there are probably oaf tahor that are no different in their construction than the kalanita. So, I mean, what's the big deal? There are such birds. What are we coming down on them? That the case doesn't seem to... I mean, anybody who visited Jurassic Park saw birds like that. Omar Rova, in Timtza Lomar, Sova Rebbe, Machshevet Ochlim Shema Machshava. If we find somewhere, now I don't know that that's the case, but I mean, if you can bring a place where you would see through Rebbe that the way in which a person intends to eat something is indeed definitive of what the status is of what it is that he's eating, then in a case where a person intended to eat Eber, so Chishev La'ochla Eber, he has now basically taken this tzipor that doesn't have a kezias in it, and he has shown that to him it consists of Eber. So he writes a list of recipes for the thigh and for the breast and so on and so forth. In the end, he eats the whole thing. Pops it in his mouth. So there, he would, you know, I mean, he was getting so turned on by these delicious recipes, he figured, what the heck? Yeah. So now, he would indeed be chayav, because then he defined it as omedet le'evarim. And then he would be chayav for evarim and achar. Whatever. Well, it's the ultimate aver. No, it's all one. But it's all one is. Does that make sense? We have two people standing in identical situations, holding the same bird, and you're telling me, how is it possible that something is defined in different ways, and one person eats it as chayim, another person eats it as potter? I understand. Why not? If you hold Machsheva, Sochlin, Shema, Machsheva, then Zelafi Machshavto, the Zelafi Machshavto. I mean, we're not coming to define new Isurim. We're coming to question whether this is included in the definition of the Isra. I mean, that depends on whether you ate an Eva. Whether you ate an Eva, if you're old Machshavas Archman, Shmo Machshava is defined by you. V'yomar Rava. Rava says, you look at it the other way around also. If Rabbi Elazar for Rabbi Shimon, who argues on Rabbi and says, well, if you eat the whole bird, why haven't you eaten the parts of it? You could make the same argument in the inverse. You could say, if you find that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds it, Makshava Zorchel and Shema Achila, Meshma Makshava. So in a case where a guy bedak had a Makshava to eat it now, La Ochla Meita. He wanted to eat it after he had cooked it and turned it into a borim, and now he just can't control himself and he gulps the whole thing down in one bite. So then in that case he would be murdered, there would be potter because it's not lay borim. Omar lay abaye. How is that possible? He can immediately ach lay ach and machai, ach lay high potter. And again, of course, I'm always zelafim achshavtov, zelafim achshavtov. Now what is the mocker for the two Isurim, the Veva Menachai or Basar Menachai? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo tochala nefesh ima basar, that's Eva Menachai, because nefesh means that which is non-restorable. So an Eva is non-restorable. And then you have Ubasar basadat trefa lo tochelu. That refers to Basar Menachai, because it means something which is no longer within its sustainable mechitza. And a piece of meat that's removed from its sustaining organism is the ultimate basar tiyotze chutzal mechitzato, and therefore it's included in basar besada. So ze basar menachai, and of course it's also basar menatrefa. Whereas Rish Lakish says, lo tuchal nefeshim basar, yes, I agree with you that that's eva menachai, but it's also basar menachai, because we have to understand that as saying, lo tochal ha-nefesh on the one hand, and also lo tochal ha-basar, if they are chai. So saying two different things. So it's not that which is irreplaceable, and not that which could grow back. Neither of them are allowed to be eaten. So if you eat either the nefesh or the basar in a live thing, then you're not allowed, and you'll be over an ism. So now it turns out that basar besar trefa is only a basis for iser trefa. So it's a basar besar trefa. So now, according to this, if you would eat Eva Menachai and Basar Menachai together, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would be chayav for two separate Isurim, because one of them is one pasuk and one is another pasuk. One is an Isur Treif, essentially, and one is an Isur Eva Menachai. Therefore, you'd be chayav separately for these two Isurim.
The same
it's two separate lavim. But, according to Reish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, because according to him, Eva Menachai and Basar Menachai both come from the posuk of Lo Tochal HaNefesh Ima HaBasar. So it's all one is. Whereas if you ate Basar Menachai together with Basar Menachreifa, so according to Rish Lakish, that's two separate Isurim, because one is Lo Tochal HaNefesh Ima HaBasar, and the other is Basar Besar HaNefesh Lo Tochelu. Whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, Enu Chayav Ela Achat. But if you took the extremes and you ate an Eva Menachai, which now is Basar Menachreifa, so then everybody would be murdered, because that's the extreme. Everybody's murdered. That's definitely two separate stories. The Divrei HaKol Chayav Shtayim, because we definitely learned that out of two separate psukim. Now tomorrow we're going to see whether that holds up in the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan.